I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess you don't say Happy Easter anymore, do you, once it's like Tuesday, right?
I don't know. I guess not. Well, I guess so, because yesterday, Monday, Easter Monday, was a holiday.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's because it's in lieu of the Easter itself falling on the Sunday. So, because I remember I was on the bus lot yesterday, and people were saying Happy Easter, and I was just like, I don't think that's not how
it
goes.
Yeah, it's a very confusing long weekend. It has been.
Yeah. And then the other thing I learned.
Good Friday.
Is that, not everybody gets paid if you work on the Monday. Unless, well, I guess if you work in government, I guess you do.
Right. But so that was something I had to explain to Simone today. You know, she just expected, because we were having our dinner yesterday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
With our grandparents, and she just expected that everybody would be there.
Yeah. But some people had to work, right?
People had to work, right?
Yeah.
I had to explain there, you know, it's most people do have to work on Monday because it's not considered a holiday to all workplaces recognize it as a holiday, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're in government.
So other than the dinner, did you do anything like Easter egg hunts or anything like that?
Oh, no. I took them to Play-Doh, the indoor carnival.
Oh, yes, at the stadium, yeah.
Yeah, so it was Saturday.
Yeah.
So that was very busy, and I bought them some chocolate from Purdy's in lieu of doing an Easter egg hunt. So whatever. They don't need any more chocolate candy.
I could use some chocolate. I meant to go to the store to see, you know, the drugstore. But
to see what if there was anything on sale.
Yeah, but I don't. If I go in there later today, it's Tuesday already. There's nothing. You know, there's not going to be anything, right?
It's already done for. It's already been accounted for.
Yeah,
you're late.
But I thought I thought it was great that they had on NBC on Sunday night. They had they've been doing live musicals as of late. Like they had.
I noticed. Yeah, the Hairspray.
Yeah, Hairspray, and then they had the one.
A Christmas Story.
Yeah, and then there was
the
what's that? I've gone blank. The one with the Wizard of Oz, The Wiz, yeah, that's the Wizard of Oz with black people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then
black people, yes.
But this one was John Legend played. I guess he played Black Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Black Jesus, yeah. Hallelujah.
But it was.
I pray to Black Jesus sometimes.
Do you?
when I'm extremely stressed, when I need to reach a higher level of enlightenment.
Uh-huh.
That's when I go to Black Jesus.
But the funny thing about it's a very non-traditional casting thing that they've been doing, in that they some of the apostles. I probably watched maybe 10 minutes of it, and then I had to leave. Some of the apostles were women, which I thought was interesting. And then Alice Cooper played the king, and Sarah Bareilles, she played Mary Magdalene. Because it's a rock opera, a rock musical, right? It's Andrew Lloyd Webber, and I never really got into that. So it's not, you know, it's not like the kind of musical that I like, you know, it's not like South Pacific or, you know, Hello Dolly. But, it's just not, but the reviews apparently were very good and the ratings were very good.
Yeah, I'm not into that kind of stuff, so I didn't even watch it, but, John Legend was in it. Maybe I'll check it out sometime.
Yeah,
it's
well,
weird. I'd watch it at, like, Christmas or something.
Yeah, hey, that's what people do. I think they watch, they watch Jesus Christ Superstar either at Christmas or at Easter.
Right.
And then they don't really watch it anytime. Well, I guess some people do, I guess, if they want, you know. Something
kind of a
spiritual.
Fill-in, like a fill-in holiday, you know. It feels weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of the in-between, you know.
Yeah, between now and, it's like the next thing, it'll
between
be summer,
now
right?
And like, exactly.
Yeah, so. It's a spring
it was
holiday.
Nice, though.
Yeah.
It's a nice little spring holiday.
The other thing, that the big TV event last week was the debut of the Roseanne revival. Now, I watched, as you know, a lot of television in the 1990s, you know, sitcoms and dramas and things like that. But I never watched Roseanne. Did you watch that at all?
No, I wasn't a big Roseanne fan. Like, I mean, I wasn't the biggest Roseanne fan. I will say, when I did watch, it was only because of Aunt Jackie.
Oh, Laurie Metcalf.
She had my name.
Yeah.
I had to pay homage to that. But other than that, if I had to name a list, list my favorite shows, I don't think Roseanne would be on it.
Yeah, and I guess that surprised a lot of people because we've seen revivals in recent years. You know, like we talked about Full House, we've talked about, I don't know if we've talked about Dallas or Dynasty or Murphy Brown, Will and Grace, that's another one. Here was, because Roseanne was a big deal in the 90s.
I know, we were saying, she just kind of fit the demographic at that time, and I think there were a lot of people that related to her. And, something about her, she was just very, she just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, but I mean, the numbers then, I mean, it was the number one show for the longest time, right? And it was done by the same people that did the Cosby Show. I can't remember, Tom Warner and Marcy Carsey, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they knew how to do sitcoms, and they knew how to do sitcoms with a comedian in a family situation. And it was a big hit then, as it is now. I mean, it's the number one. I mean, the numbers were huge, right?
Well, we'll see how it goes for her, you know.
It's already been renewed for a second season.
It's a different time, too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But don't you think it says something, though, that in this different time, that she's able to attract millions of viewers?
I don't know. I don't know about people anymore. There's so much trash on TV. I mean, me just knowing, again, that she's a supporter of Trump, I can't even watch her show.
Mm.
Now, I can't support that.
Was she political back in the day, like on the Roseanne character? Was she political? I mean, they were poor, right?
Well, they were poor, and they just, spoke about, the troubles of being poor, and it was just their everyday struggle, I think. Didn't it end with her winning the lottery?
Yeah, which apparently doesn't really count now. They sort of redid that. Because in the last season, too, I think Dan died. And so they've
what I see, he's still alive.
Yeah, but no, he died in the show, like the character, so... That, and then the winning the lottery, that's gone too.
Okay, so that's weird.
Yeah.
But in any case, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
TV is so, it's so, here today, gone tomorrow.
Or again, back again in 20 years.
Exactly. So, if it doesn't take off now, it might take off in another 3 years.
Yeah, well, it ended 20 years ago. And it's back 20 years later. Murphy Brown ended about 20 years ago, too, and it's back. It'll be back soon. So, that says something about just how important these characters are, right? I mean, Stephen Bochco, the producer, died over the weekend. He created, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues in the early 80s. I mean, these were shows
where... That was a good
one. These shows were these great characters that people just, They related to, or they really liked.
People grew. They grew on people.
Yeah, and then if the chief in Hill Street Blues died, people were so affected by that. It was as if,
like it was their own family member.
Yeah, or like Jack in This Is Us when he died. We knew he died like a season ago, but we just didn't know how when he died on the Super Bowl episode.
I didn't.
I mean, people were saying on Twitter that, that it was like a death in the family.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Yeah, another reason I don't get passionate about these shows. I don't get too fully invested.
Yeah, but I guess people do get invested in, previous generations, characters in books and stuff like that, right?
Oh, for sure.
But they do.
There's the shows where I've definitely gotten, like, emotionally invested the same way.
Yeah.
It's difficult. That's why, you know, I think we've had this conversation before. That's why I don't, I treat my TV shows like relationships almost, because I can only have so many going at one time.
Mm.
One show or two that I'm fully invested in.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, it's over.
Yeah.
And then you don't even know if it's going to be back for another season or not, and...
Well, that's friendship, too, in life, don't you think?
Exactly.
It is.
But it's just too much. So if I can control one thing, let it be the shows that I watch, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, so I noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, the new Facebook, the group for the Tupper Grad of 2000.
Yes, I did see that.
Yes. So did I add you, or did you join on your own? Did you find it on your own, or how?
Yeah, I guess I found it on my own. I guess when you see it on the side or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
There used to be a very active group on Facebook, both Tupper and Dickens, and then I guess about 5-6 years ago, or more than that now, Facebook did something with their groups, and all of those things died. And
yeah,
so,
they kind of just lost them, so it all got kind of, everyone lost track.
Yeah, so I guess now it's run by someone who, I guess, is, because Tupper's, is it 60th anniversary is coming up?
Yes.
In 2 years, I guess. And so...
Yeah, that's right.
And so in planning, I guess, a reunion or a celebration, she's putting everyone online. Everyone has Facebook. Mainly
old
people have Facebook.
All of them.
So this is her way, I guess, of bringing everyone together. And then, so I become a member of that group, and so I see the posts, and it's nice, I guess, to see.
Yeah, there's so many of us. She's done, like, such a great job.
Yeah, and you find out where people, you know, used to live when they used to live in the neighborhood.
Right.
And, you know.
And all the couples, did you see that, too?
I did.
High school lovebird, isn't that cute?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and a lot of them are still married, right?
I know.
Yeah. The only thing that I had a problem with was the group refers to there's a message there that says it's great to reconnect all the old alumni.
And I
mean, that's grammatically incorrect. Well, I guess it's Latin, so I guess that's why it's not well known that when you refer to alumni, well, alumni is already plural.
Right.
And so I think I think alumni means male, because alumnae, N-A-E, would be the female version or the feminine version of that word.
Okay.
Anyway, so I
so that's really cranked your gears.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to start adding people from my Facebook list that I, you know, from our year to the group, but then I couldn't sign on to that.
Well, that just triggered you, apparently.
It did, yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But,
So are you going
to... No, see, I'm not going to go up to the lady.
Grammar police?
Yeah, and say, you know, become a pedant and say, you know, hey, this is, you know, you should fix this. But, I mean, you know... Because I think everybody knows what she means, but I mean, it's just, I don't know.
You're like, no, this needs to change.
You know what I mean?
So what should it say instead?
Well, I mean, the good thing, I mean, to so, you know.
Why couldn't she just say grads?
Grads.
Would that be the same?
Well, that's, I mean, she seems to be of a different generation than us, right?
Yes.
And grads would be something like us and you know, beyond the 90s. Alums is fine, because alums doesn't connotate either the gender.
Gender.
Yeah, or...
Gender side, right.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, grads is also... The problem with grads is that not all the people who went to Tupper graduated, right? Or they went to Tupper for only a small period of time, but are still part of the community and are welcome to the group. I would think so. I would think so.
So do alums not... necessarily mean that they were graduates?
No, yeah, alums sort of suggests that they went there.
It's just like, okay, we can recognize that you went to school here.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not graduated, but
yeah.
you were a student.
Yeah, you were you're an alumnus of, say, whatever workplace. Okay. I mean, you didn't graduate there either, but I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Somebody can tweet me and say that I have the Latin wrong too. That'd be good
not
to know.
Really care,
yeah, that'd be good to know, I guess. But I mean, you know,
whatever.
Tweet her. What's her name? Anna?
Yeah, it's Anna.
Yeah. Well, she seems she's done a tremendous job. She's done a tremendous job putting this all together. It's not something I would do and it's lovely to see all of the, you know,
engagement.
Yeah. Do you see that one guy who was angry because he couldn't log on to his year's group? And I have to admit, I fell in the same trap too, because I guess she creates the group for each year.
Yes.
So that, you know, the grads of 67 don't have to post all their stuff for everyone else to see. 67 has, you know, or in our class, 2000, has our own group now.
Yes.
Somebody from
the 99 year tried to add me to their group.
Oh, did they? Did you join theirs?
Well, no, I was like, you know, I said no.
Yeah.
And then she asked me, oh, what year did you graduate? And I said 2000. And she said, oh, well, I'm going to have to remove you from this group, which, you know, I don't mind because.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not your year, right?
It's not my year.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, I did find the usage note definition.
All right.
Okay. So alumnus.
Yeah.
In Latin, is a masculine noun.
Okay.
Refers to a male graduate or former student. The plural is alumni.
Okay.
And alumna is Latin feminine noun. So the plural.
That's the N A E, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, did it tell us the answer? I'm not sure.
Well, I would just say just say alums, ALUMS. It's less formal, and there's no gender whatever, you know. There's no, you don't exclude, you know, one for the other.
True.
And I guess you can't even do that now. You can't even, you know, segregate by gender now, right? Well, what if one is fluid, you know, as the, you saw that story about Justin Trudeau saying that you can't use certain words now because, you know, like, you know, it's just connotates, yeah, the gender or whatever, the, you know.
Right.
Limits, I guess, the possibilities for describing someone, right?
It's a shift, but, you know, it's happening.
Just say former student.
Former students, yeah. There's so many other things we could say to avoid this whole little kerfuffle we have going on here.
But the other thing that I think is wonderful is that there's a subgroup, the memorial group, where people can post photos of dead students and teachers.
Right.
And remembrances, obviously, of them. And usually it's for some of the older folks, it's the obituary that was in the paper. They post that there. And there's some fairly fascinating people over the years that have gone through Tupper. And not just the, you know, the list on Wikipedia of the famous people, right?
It's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave that with you, and you can let Anna know that she should change it.
I will. It's top of my list. First thing tomorrow morning. I'm going to make sure to tweet, ping, whatever way I need to let her know that needs to be updated on the page ASAP.
Yeah, well, you've actually met her, so she's by all accounts a lovely person, right?
She is very lovely.
I feel bad now that I'm picking on her, but I mean, you know.
Well, she's not a selling master or anything.
It's Tupper again, right?
Of course. Right.
anyway, I'll
that's two teas in a podcast for Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.